welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on bring your own devices and compliance. My name's Anthony Adhead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Matthew Gorge, CEO of Vigitrust. The first question today is, what threats to compliance exist from data stored on employee devices? Over to you, Matthew.
Thank you. Well, first of all, we need to understand the concept of bring your own device. I think that in recession times, we've seen a lot of organizations letting employees bring their own devices like iPads and tablets and memory keys and iPhones and so on, and plugging them in onto the network so that the company actually benefits from the fact that it doesn't need to invest in CapEx, but it still benefits from employees being able to work in a more productive way by having access to email all the time, having access to the corporate network and so on at any given time. One of the issues with those devices is that they have huge storage capacity. They also provide instant access to the internet, to social networks, to email. And so as such, the information that ends up being stored on those devices is somewhat outside of the control of the organization. So there is a service called the concierge service, which has been adopted by a number of organizations on both sides of the Atlantic, whereby the organization will allow employees to bring certain types of devices, and in exchange for that, the employees will allow the organization to install some security software that allows them to monitor the data that's being stored by the employees and monitor the access to the data. Having said that, I mean, this could be a clear issue with regards to the famous CIA concept, where you look at the confidentiality, integrity, and access of the data to the data. It also brings up the issue of data classification. So, for instance, if you look at the Data Protection Act in the UK, if you look at PCI-DSS, which both look at how the data is collected and how it's being stored, you can understand the complications when the data ends up on an employee-owned device. It gets even more interesting when you look at the FSA and when you look at call recording. So let's say that my organization is subject to a regulation that needs me to record and store conversations relating to our business, maybe for an insurance-type business. How do I actually do that on conversations that are being initiated on an employee device, which then leads on to the usual e-discovery aspects? Information needs to be available for such legal requests. But as an organization, how am I going to explain that I can't get to the information because I don't actually have access to the device? And finally, if you look at a standards perspective, an industry standards perspective, for instance, looking at ISO 2001, ISO requires you to include all of your assets in the scope that you want to certify. But in this case, those assets are not corporate assets. So how do you go about incorporating them in your asset register, in your risk management strategy, and in your risk treatments? So these are kind of the high-level compliance issues with regards to storage of company data on employee devices.
Thanks, Matthew. The next question is, how can organizations mitigate threats to legal compliance from employee-owned devices? Over to you again.
The first thing that I would recommend would be to probably stay away from allowing employee devices on your network unless you're fully prepared. So first of all, you need to build a business case to weigh out the benefits against the drawbacks that we've just explained with regards to compliance. But let's say that you decide that the benefits outweigh the drawbacks. In that case, what you need to do is you need to minimize the extent of additional work that this is going to create for you. So for instance, you might want to standardize on device types that you will actually allow employee to bring in. You may decide that it will only be iPhones, or you may decide that it will only be Blackberries or iPads, whatever the case it is. You then need to put in place the right policies and procedures, the training that goes with it, so that you inform the employees. Remember, the Data Protection Act in the UK requires you to inform employees that you will be monitoring to protect data, to take appropriate security measures, but also to protect the company's and the employees' good name. And then you need to build in an audit right, again, within the right legal framework, so that if something goes wrong, you do actually exercise an oversight right and you are allowed access to the device. Where things will get more interesting from a technical perspective is from a storage perspective and a backup perspective. So it's very important that your storage strategy includes employee devices if such devices are actually allowed. And I think that you have to understand that both from a legal and technical perspective, this is an area where standards are lacking. International industry standards are lacking. So you're going to have to work with your legal folks as well as with your IT team, so that you make sure that you have the right policy, that you update your contracts of employment, but also that you bring in the right discovery tools that will allow you to scan an iPhone, scan an iPad, scan all of those devices that employees might be bringing in, because those might be falling out of the usual scope of investigation and pen testing that you normally do. So I guess that the advice really is to watch that space, to gather intelligence, to start looking at the concierge service, which is a concept that is well documented, and to make sure that you build in all of this into your storage strategy and into your associated discovery program.
Excellent. Thanks, Mathieu. That's the end of the podcast.